Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Forty Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DW's in the corner, DJ in the beat. Burping herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painted skies, and a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life. Good time, feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It is hump day.
Hump day.
Rock, paper, scissor day. We got a really good show for y'all. Wes is already unable to remember what he had last night to drink. It's also Bama Rush season. Do you know what that is?
What is that?
No.
You know what the Bama sororities rush on Rush
Talk? Oh, the fraternity.
Well, sorority? I got some stuff. Y'all will not believe what people do for Rush. Golden girls are getting cooked. This is a true story.
The Golden Girls.
I ate some Golden Girls.
I will fight somebody over the Golden Girls.
There's also a flesh-eating worm, and it doesn't belong to Jamie.
What's up, guys?
That looks like a tall one of them, like...
It does. It
looks hats, good. Like...
I like your hat there.
Oh, you got two hats.
Oh, he does. He does.
See, now we're moving in on the football season and dove season, so I got my...
You're embarrassed to wear a Arizona State hat? Is that what you're doing?
That's
exactly what it is. This is a Woo Pig Suey hat.
That is an Arizona State hat.
And we are going to beat the brakes off of the Alabama A&Ms.
What is their mashup? Hey, look.
Both the hooks are down. Both the hooks are down. That's what I've heard. Both the hooks are down. He has no mullet.
No, so a... everything's backwards. There it is. The Arkansas A has two tusks right here.
Yep, two tusks. Two tusks pointing down. And the Alabama hat has a mullet.
Has a rainbow on it.
I heard mullet.
But same thing. Kentucky waterfall.
They're inclusive.
Let's go over here to Wesley.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? I'm glad to be back.
We're doing fine.
What?
Moving on.
He never talks this much.
Hey. Hey. Come on, guys.
Hi. Gary. Hey. Hey, Gary. Hey.
Hi. Hey, Gary. How you doing?
I'm doing fine and dandy like cotton candy.
Gary,
I'm doing good.
What would you do if you was a hot dog?
I'd eat myself.
I'd eat myself.
Bourbon Nerd, help us out over here. Isn't it Banana Day or something, too?
Welcome, everybody. It's National Banana Day. And hit that like if you don't mind.
How do you eat a banana?
One bite at a time.
Softly.
One bite at a time.
Yeah, we need to know this.
So, we had somebody to my...
Right.
Somebody with us here is by my lineage. Eats a banana by, how do you do it?
The middle.
I break each bite off.
You break
it? I do not stick it in my mouth. I just take a bite off. That's how I eat my banana.
Keep the mic up to your mouth. This is the point where we can never hear you.
Just like banana.
Just like a banana.
Yep.
So you do. So you take a slice of banana off and
I break a little piece off and eat it.
Pull his pocket knife out. Yeah.
Like my grandpa did an apple, just like apple, cuts a section off.
He's sitting in a rocking chair.
That's too much work.
I'm not sticking a whole, in my mouth. I'm not.
Just well, I'll tell you right now.
Ain't nobody swallowed the banana.
I mean, how many inches are too many inches when you go?
Exactly. All of them. Exactly. That's what I'm just.
Why not just? That's too
just
much
take
work.
A bite.
You peel it back and
bite it off.
Just put a bag over your head and go.
It should be work. It should be work.
So I don't peel the whole thing and just go.
Yeah,
I peel it back as much as I'm gonna eat. So you know what I mean.
That's what most humans do.
Yeah, I mean,
hold on.
I put it down until I feel something on my chin.
Well, but even then, every primate on Earth eats it that way, except the one over beside of you.
You remember that little?
Listen, I learned something. This is how
the gorillas eat bananas that way.
A gorilla taught. He didn't teach me, but I watched a gorilla one day.
It's like Buddy the Gorilla.
I watched a gorilla one day. This is now how I open bananas. I no longer take the stem and
you squish them.
No, if you take your fingers down the shaft of banana.
Come on, man.
And the ridge, I take my thumb.
You got to feel the ridge.
I pull the ridge apart.
I've seen that. And then it kind of breaks open.
Yeah, just the whole thing splits open.
Oh, I might try that.
No, but you eat yours. You basically
yeah,
get
care.
You get scissors.
No, I eat my one bite at a time.
You might as well take scissors and cut that dude up into pieces.
So I will tell you, we was at a concert years ago, and Gary remember this.
I was
so
there.
So Mud Island used to do a summer music series.
Yeah, it was awesome. Great place for
like
business.
$2. I got to go see, it was Blues Traveler.
Blues Traveler, yep.
And
I was at that concert.
We were too.
We were too. You made me one of those.
Yes.
What year was it? I went to 1996 Horde Festival.
I think we were. Really cool. It was like 2000.
Early 2000.
Okay. Maybe 2003.
So, like, and it sounded so delicious. But when I got it, I instantly regretted.
Chocolate dipped banana.
Yes.
Frozen.
Frozen chocolate dipped banana.
Did you set it in your mouth? And they were so delicious.
But as I'm walking around with this BBC in my hand, I am just like realizing what I'm sitting here doing.
Yes.
So what are y'all telling me that y'all shared one at the same concert and you didn't even know it?
Yeah, but I was on one end, Terry was on the other, which was like the scene from Ladies and Tramp.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Bourbon nerd.
What you got?
Tell everybody what we're drinking on this evening. This brought to you courtesy of...
Old Dominic sent us this. It's a media sample.
Woo.
It's a hell of a sample.
It's big a old media bottle. Sample.
That's but, a big old media sample.
This is coming out this weekend. You can tell we like it a little bit.
It's pretty good.
Well, but at first we weren't crazy about it. We didn't think it was
fantastic. It opened up.
We thought it was okay, but we really like this now, and it'll be available after September 1st.
I think this will be my first pour.
Yeah, Wes said that too, but it's like his eighth.
So,
all right,
I always say that.
But it's a...
holy.
It's 100 proof.
Holy moly.
Jamie loves the fact it's free.
8-year-old Dom.
I didn't smell it yet.
That's our first media sample. It came unsolicited.
Dude, I get brown sugar.
And I didn't initially. I'm telling you, it opened up
great. What do you get, Marty?
It opened up amazingly.
Molasses. It's not brown sugar.
I'm thinking of brown sugar, oatmeal. Yeah, guys, check it out. Should be out this coming weekend. You'll want some of this 8-year reserve. And look, if you look at some of our other videos, really Martin good. And I wasn't crazy about it.
Wow.
It's really opened up well. It's fantastic now.
Dude, that's good.
Put the rest on the shelf. We're going to save it for later.
We got to save it.
Yep.
It's good.
Yep. 100%. I like that. I like
that's
it.
The reason it's not empty, though, because we just thought it was okay.
Yeah.
But after about 3 weeks, been open, really good. All right, it's Bama Rush season. Are you guys familiar with Bama Rush Talk? Rush Talk, they call
Rush
it?
Talk.
Rush Talk.
Or it's only my TikTok, the only one that gets these girls. They all do the dance and the intro.
I'm no longer allowed on TikTok.
I need to get you on your TikTok.
Bama is not on my top.
Y'all really don't see the Rush girl? Arkansas.
No, but I need to go on your TikTok. You need to share with
so
me.
That's a little... I will tell everybody here a little dirty secret.
Oh.
When I caused our ban on TikTok,
mm-hmm. Multiple
so
times.
Since I was the root of the problem, I guess, I've been...
You guess, huh?
So somehow I can no longer, because my account was tied to the original.
No.
Yes.
That's two different accounts.
No, it's not.
It should be.
I can't, when y'all send me a TikTok link to look, I can't see it.
None of us do. That just randomly sends stuff. It's the craziest thing going on right now. Bourbon Santa has sent me 500 links, and he's never sent the first link. It's weird. And Marty, the bourbon nerd, he'll send about 80 links, and he claims he never
sent. That's where I started watching Facebook.
So Facebook inside group. The intense rules, Bama Rush pledges must follow, or their dreams of joining a sorority will be crushed. So they got a lot of rules. So back in 2021, a series of women who were trying to join the University of Alabama... sororities documented their road to being accepted into one of 18 different sororities. That's a lot of sororities.
That's a lot of that sororities. That's a lot of rented friends.
So their videos quickly exploded. You know, with girls doing dance things and stuff. So here's some rules. You must self-identify as a woman. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's great. Didn't we talk that's about last year there was a guy rushing in Alabama?
No, self-identify means a man could do it. You just self-identify as a woman.
Oh,
there was a guy rushing for Alabama last year, wasn't it?
Okay, I missed that.
Rush events have strict dress codes.
Oh, no dress codes.
Oh, no dress codes. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, like no dress codes?
They say clothing won't hold us back.
Strict dress codes. Somebody reel him in over there. The first day of the convocation open house, it has a casual dress code. Other days are more
your penis can hang out from your shorts.
They have to rush in the fall. You cannot rush in the summer. If you're only freshmen can rush.
Really?
Oh, so
no, they can rush. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Upperclassmen can also rush.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm not sure how you missed it.
Hey, what I want to show you another picture though, but what do you notice about this picture?
All white girls.
All white girls.
Yep. They're not all blonde, though. They're not all blonde.
No, they're not.
Well, okay. People don't like this, but that's technically diversity.
Yeah, I think I'm going to rush. Can I rush?
I've seen you run.
If
you
self-identify, yeah, you can't rush.
He said
you'll stop talking to three folks and wait, rush.
And if you initiate into one, you can't initiate into another. I didn't know that.
Oh, you can initiate in multiple different sororities.
And you have to pay a registration fee. You got to sign a 1 year.
It's like $10,000.
You got to sign a 1 year binding agreement. Well, the initiation fee is initially $375, but it's a lot more than that if you want to. Being you don't need a recommendation letter to rush, really. So basically, everybody gets in.
Everybody gets in.
So I have a daughter who is on the next year, she'll be experiencing all this.
Check this out, though, Jamie. They cannot, they're prohibited from drinking alcohol. Rushes are. Wow. Really? And they got to keep the dads parties aren't.
So that's why they go to fraternity party.
Oh, the dads are.
So they go to frat parties, huh? That's why they always at frat parties.
They cannot drink before. Look, you may want, since your daughter's going to college next year, you may want to buy a rush coach. There are coaches.
There's coaches for rushing?
Coaches for rushing. Yep.
Oh, Lord.
They only charge $20,000. It's only cost you $20,000.
I think it's a rushing coach.
Jamie, how much you spent on her?
You got to go to Russia and get them?
Yeah.
Huh? How much don't ask questions you're not prepared to answer. Jamie, I know the answer to that question, and do not ask him on the air. I'll have to cut it. how can you even ask?
Well, I'm just asking, because $20,000 for a rush coach? That seems like a little...
That's only like 6 months of cheer.
Exactly.
When I went through, this person said they went through. He's out of control when he gets drinking.
He's
out. You know, the first time it was bumper cars, he and Jeremy, they bumped their way back.
I am fine, y'all.
He's good for one show.
I don't know about fine, but you're good. You okay?
So you spend $20,000 for a coach, $20,000 for outfits. Whoa. Wow.
Hey, so I get to walk on the field October 25th.
Yay.
Up here.
Oh, is that senior day?
Senior night.
You can wear a suit.
Hey, how do you keep from crying?
It's Halloween night. I get to walk on Halloween night.
Can you wear a Life and Patio hat?
I wear a Life and Patio suit.
You know what? You should wear your tuxedo t-shirt.
If we get you a Life from the Patio jumpsuit.
Blazer.
I will wear a Life from the Patio blazer.
The whole thing.
Romper.
They won't let you.
No, you Maddie, can't wear
no. You can't. No. I was thinking. I could not get out, but I was thinking romper.
So, I was too.
No, I'm a little disappointed that it's on Halloween night, because I plan on us four wearing Ninja Turtle outfits.
Well, yeah.
You just say that though.
But then you came back into.
I can't change. Yeah, I have the bills to change clothes.
You know what? If rush into a sorority needs a coach, rush into a fraternity needs a coach. We could be the Life on the Patio fraternity rush coaches.
I bet they're not like we are anymore.
Oh, you think we're too crude for them?
Yeah, they're probably a little more.
I think we'd be on the news.
In blue, your fraternity hero?
What?
Old blue. Old blue. You know
what I was wondering blue.
All right, this song.
Yeah, blue my fraternity hero.
So this young lady right here was selected Queen of Bama Rush Week.
Okay. I understand.
I'm trying to stay away from this because she's probably 18.
Yeah.
No, she's grown.
Everybody's there. I understand.
She is grown. Yes, you're right. She's grown.
She is just grown.
Is that like the community attire? What is she wearing?
She's going to spill the beans on what it takes to get into a sorority. So, girls, hey, we now got all these girls trying to get into Bama Rush that they're now going to listen to us. We tell them how to do it. There you go.
Hey, should we get $20,000? We're coaching.
Look, I'll do it for 10.
Yeah, we're half price.
I do it for $10.
Five. Damn. Yeah. Low bidder.
Gary's in here doing some text messages.
$10.
I was going to say $500. That sounds impressive. Gary said $5.
Gary, can you put that on eBay
will coach a sorority girl for $10 or a sorority, you know.
Yes.
Rush.
Wannabe.
Rasheed Rice.
Rasheed Rice. We will not be hitting people with cars.
All right, so that we'll queen I just showed
I still have him on my team.
I cut him.
She reveals the sorority secrets, her cheap hack to really get you in and spills on inappropriate leaked pictures. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't know there was leaked pictures.
Hold on.
Okay. She's 21, Jamie.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So you feel safe now.
Okay.
Whatever.
I'm in my safe spot.
She was heading back to Alabama for a fourth and final year. Man, these folks getting out in 4 years don't know what they're missing in that fifth year. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, fifth year, man.
When the semester begins later this month, her younger sister, Izzy, is going to be going there. So she shared a few secrets. Let's see what them secrets are.
Yeah.
Oh.
It says during recruitment, you know, we said first time you dress casual. She said, no, don't dress casual. You want to wear some Gucci shorts, be all Gucci'd
out.
So, Gary, take notes. You can use this.
Yep. Yeah. You're made $10 coach.
You I was gonna say like notes. Don't fart, you know.
For $10, Gary goes like wear some Walmart clothes.
Yeah. Gary, Google Gucci. Gucci. If you don't know.
Oh, and through recruitment you gotta turn your phones in for the day. So they can't communicate with current
members. Oh, so they're not going through your phones. They just gotta turn them in.
Okay. No current events.
And she got her so she did a video that morning, this lady, and then this 21-year-old lady. And then she turned her phone in, and later in the day, it already had 8 million views. Now, Jamie, how come you have – you need? We need to do Bama Rush with you and Wes. We'll let y'all go to a sorority. I bet the girls would welcome that.
They would welcome that.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
And look
– I bet they would.
Oh, they would.
They would.
Mm-hmm. Maybe wait till next year till your daughter actually there.
Ooh. Well, she wouldn't enjoy it.
No.
She would she be mad at you.
Would be furious.
You think so?
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Look, Angel Baby would like be a full support. Oh, she would
embrace it. You're right.
Angel Baby wants a whole podcast there.
Yeah, she'd want us all there. She's like, Big T,
can you do a live show for my Rush?
They should make a show for Rush. Did they not ever make a show on like E for Rushing?
I can see Angel Baby being like, not even into fraternity or sororities.
I could too. We should do like
don't have time for it.
We should definitely do like a show.
We can't do it live.
A week.
Is that what you're talking about?
The whole show, though. Like
they should do a reality show.
A reality show on the Rushing, you know, and which fraternity or sorority you want to get into. I think the sorority would be way more cooler than a fraternity, though.
Yeah.
It's coming up on you.
There's a lot more drama.
She'd be horrible at it. She would not.
Gary, did you pledge a fraternity?
No, I did not, because all my friends were here and I had no money.
He told me he's a rent-a-friend.
I didn't. Yeah,
he was a legacy and still wouldn't do it.
Yeah, oh, I was technically a legacy, but I did not do it.
Thank you for being
here. Here you are now, a third legacy.
I'm a third legacy. Within a
traveled round the world and back again.
My heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
So that's
and if I threw a party. Invited everyone you knew.
They'd probably be dead.
You would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
So horror as female friends in their 80s enjoy their girls' trip. They got stuck in a hot tub and started cooking them alive.
I saw a movie about time machine just like that.
You got to get out of that hot tub.
A group of female friends in their 80s almost died recently when they got stuck in a hot tub during a getaway with the temperature of the water making them seriously ill. Now, I probably don't take much to make them 80-year-old.
Yeah, like some old bull chicken.
The trouble began after one unidentified friend booked a vacation to the remote wilderness of Campton in Wolf County, deep in the Appalachia Plateau of eastern Kentucky.
Appalachia.
On spotting the hot tub, the friends decided to get in to relax after a busy day of catching up, but disaster soon struck. Two of the women could not get out of the tub because of pre-existing health issues.
Turn off
and
the
started
tub.
Overheating to a point where they became hyperthermic.
They got so relaxed.
That's not hypothermic. It's hyperthermic. Never heard of that before. According to the rescue team, they called the rescue team. Hyperthermic is when the body temperature exceeds normal levels.
Well, a couple of them get out. Some of them got out. Oh, damn.
The woman trapped in the hot water became unresponsive with one of their panicked friends getting into the tub to hold their head above water. Wow, this is terrible.
Why did they start throwing ice in the tub?
Didn't have nothing to do with the wine.
By the time emergency arrived, the caretakers had dragged the women out of the tub. Man.
Well, I saw a movie started like this, too.
Hope they had clothes on.
What movie was this?
What movie was this, Jamie?
With the 80-year-old woman cooking in a hot tub.
Cooking. Yeah.
Wrinkle Lovin 3.
Oh, you watched more than one of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first two got good reviews.
They're sequels.
They took the two women into the shower where they turned on a cold shower, and within about 30 minutes, they were back to normal.
I mean, yeah.
Jeez. 30 minutes.
That's how long I watched the first movie.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie to you. I could sit in a hot tub, I think, for 4 days, and I still wouldn't cook.
Oh,
I don't know. Me and Jamie got that. I love hot tubs.
I don't mess with hot tubs.
It might put me to sleep and I'll drown.
Me, Scoff, and Rusty got in a hot tub. And
we are not small people.
And when we got out, there was like a tablespoon left in the water.
Yeah, but look, that rule, y'all had rule where only boys could get in and only girls. Now,
no, we didn't have that rule. The girls would not get in with us.
Oh, okay.
They had that rule. Not us.
We were ready.
Yeah, we had. Yes. We had dancing phalanges and they wouldn't go.
They actually locked the door, didn't they? So y'all couldn't get in.
I don't remember that. I think they did. I mean, now granted, I heard that. We almost passed out. We're like, man, we're getting lightheaded.
Y'all were waiting for them to come rescue you. But Gary passed out hoping his wife would rescue him.
She wasn't going to come to my rescue. It was other people.
Yeah, all I saw was Gary's leg floating around.
Oh, Lord.
That was a log. It was a log.
Good times.
Omega leg.
Mega leg.
So look out for those hot tubs, boys and girls.
Oh, look out for Ringo Hot Tub 3. Yeah. I said Ringo 11. Ringo 11 3. Look
Ringo
out for
11 3 and a half.
Okay. Now, Wes is talking in cursive already, so.
I'm good.
But we know, Jamie, who hates babies?
What's Gary?
Gary and Donnie both.
Yeah, the baby haters.
Yeah, y'all are communists. We know. Yeah.
Baby hater society.
Terrifying new details of Canada's advancing assisted suicide.
Oh, Gary, don't start clapping.
Including push to euthanize newborn babies.
What? That ain't euthanize. It's murder.
No, Gary's all for it.
No, I'm not.
Gary's like, they're big enough to make their own decisions.
Man. Check this out. Canada's assisted suicide laws have continued rapid expansion in recent years, with a group of doctors now pushing for disabled newborn babies to be euthanized. Okay,
this is messed up. Now, isn't like Sweden? Does Sweden do they not?
Sweden has a
like they require abortion
population zero.
Yeah, but they can go in and genetically modify that. I think
now, they have a Down syndrome population zero. Though.
Check this out. If this don't tell you something, the demand for euthanasia is so high that doctors who provide it cannot keep up, according to the report.
Look,
why do you gotta be a doctor?
I personally prefer the use of America, but whatever.
Yeah, you know. I got it.
Or the use of a nation.
Assisted dying was legalized in 2016 and now accounts for 1 out of 20 deaths. 20% of their deaths are wow.
That's insane. You know, I do understand that there are some people out there that
people hate living in Canada, is what that tells you.
That's right, it is. With their flappy heads.
Flappy heads. Canadians have flappy heads.
Yeah, yeah. If you that part,
they're not connected.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, Terrence and Phil.
That's insane.
You know, we first broke this story about 2 years ago.
We did.
Huh? We talked about how assisted suicide was taking off, and they were going to start doing retarded people.
They were going to expand it.
We didn't say babies though. Gary did want to kill the babies.
No, I did not.
I mean, other than Gary, nobody else really thought about that.
Well, no. Donnie did.
When you look,
Gary's ahead of the curve.
That is incorrect.
Oh, Gary said, "Babies, they can be euthanized."
Y'all need to go check out episode 38 and really listen to it.
When you mentioned the story,
38,
I saw a thing where the
that probably was. It had to be close.
Pretty close.
I remember like it's yesterday.
Article showed a pod. You know, like
that's
a suicide
in Switzerland.
Pod.
The suicide pod.
Oh, was the suicide pod in the forest that they showed? Was
That's in Switzerland.
So Futurama was on point with their little
suicide boost.
Suicide boost. They were
crazy hell. Yeah, they really were.
And they're made by the Simpsons.
But you know, Simpsons have predicted everything, and Matt Groening did.
He did both. Futurama.
Check this out. Parents already have the option of stopping treatment for babies suffering from medical conditions. Wow.
This is insane.
That's crazy.
Canada's an evil country. No wonder Trump turned on them.
I think this goes back to the NWO, you know. It's with all these people.
I think it's back to NWA.
I think it goes back to...
It may go back to the NWMBA.
No, the police.
Oh.
Look, Canada claims to be liberal, but this is...
Well, that's liberal.
This is more in line with what Hitler was doing.
It's close to reducing the population.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's
liberalism
about.
Liberalism is... you know.
That's what it's about.
Damn, well, here we go. But you know what?
I don't want to be political. We talk
about this at work. We talk about liberals and vote liberal. Like Memphis. Memphis doesn't vote liberal. Memphis votes Democrat. Memphis is not liberal.
That's right. You are correct.
That's true.
A lot of these places are not liberal. They just vote Democrat because that's what they believe is the right choice.
Yeah.
But there's a big difference. Like San Francisco is liberal. Austin is liberal. Canada is liberal.
Yeah. The Atlantic have several doctors said they felt uncomfortable providing MAID, which is medically assisted induced suicide, to patients who are not terminally ill, but they must respect their wishes. Wow.
But when you put don't we put down a sick dog, like a dog that can't
If someone's mentally ill and they want to die, we will actually try to convince them that no, you really don't. It's not as bad as you think.
Also,
Wes, hold on. Wes is Canadian.
They go get the needle. They
ain't
asking no question.
Yeah, they ain't asking no question. Or gun. They basically, here, let me load the gun for you.
There is no way you can compare a dog to a human, though.
No.
No, I agree.
Although, do you know what's No, actually, here's what's interesting. So primates, for many, many years, was deemed the closest to humans.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Dogs have been so integrated into our culture. A lot of people assume dogs' behavior is closer now to human than primates.
Oh, see, I don't agree with that.
Yep.
I don't agree with that.
I'm going to look at a story.
So I saw just earlier today that a dolphin's brain has more folds and is larger than a human's brain, which translates to them being more intelligent.
Well, you get said about an octopus.
So long and thank you for all the fish.
Yes. I love that movie, actually. Yes. You have no idea what movie we're talking about, do you?
No.
No.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
He is, 100%. So long and thank you for all the fish.
That's a weird movie. Isn't that the guy from The Hobbit in that movie?
Oh, yeah. Read the books.
I don't read.
Barbara, y'all be careful going to Canada. You'll stump a toe and they'll try to kill you.
Hey, isn't that what was the Canadian Bacon? Remember that movie?
Mm-hmm. That was like that guy's last movie, John Candy.
You know, they stumped the toe and they put him down. The it's in Canadian Bacon. It's they sent the group out for the we don't send them against colored people. Remember that?
No,
we don't remember that.
Stop talking.
The Alpha Squad. We're moving on.
Jamie and Marty keep looking at me to move on. Come on, move along.
The Alpha Squad. They sent the Alpha Squad.
Yeah,
all right. I remember the Alpha Squad.
All right, that's good. America is American is infested with flesh eating worm in first of its kind case.
That's my pickup line in school.
An American has been infested with a flesh-eating parasite in what officials believe is the first documented case of its kind in the U.S. The parasite, the New World Screw Worm.
This is my high school nickname. No flesh-eating worm.
The New World Screw Worm. Eats living flesh and typically causes death within 2 weeks.
Let me show you the screw worm.
The screw worm?
The patient, who was not named, was in Maryland, had recently returned to the U.S. from El Salvador, where there is an outbreak of the worm. Well, don't go to El Salvador, people.
Wait, no, you don't go to
El Salvador. Hey, y'all see what it
looks like? It looks scary, yeah. Hold on,
let me show y'all
what it looks like. It looks like a mustache.
There's the South American screw worm. Look out, y'all.
It's scary.
It's got a Pedro mustache.
Is that fangs? Hey.
Vote for me. He said, vote for me for president. Vote for Pedro.
Yes.
Vote for Pedro.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, the screw worm.
The Pedro screw worm. If you live in the Hamptons, the $58,000 tree that Hampton residents are fighting each other to install at their mansion. So you can buy a tree for 50. Look at this tree, though. I'm going to show you all this tree.
Is it like a bonsai tree?
A giant bonsai.
It looks like a bonsai tree.
Yes, you were right.
It's a Hindu pan topiary shrub. Okay, so get that crap right.
It's here. A shrub. It's but not
it looks
a tree.
Like a sexy bonsai tree.
It's a big bonsai tree.
It's like it's a bonsai tree on.
Do y'all know what Gary's going to be trying to do right after his show?
I'm going to do a prank.
He's going to whittle a tree.
He's going to try to make it
look
like
I'm going to buy a bonsai tree and be like, the Karate Kid, you know? That's what I'm going to do.
Has anybody bought a bonsai tree before?
No.
No.
I have. I bought one outside.
I had a feeling we were headed that way.
he buy a bottle?
Something just told me.
Where'd you buy a bottle?
Lily, a dude on the side of the road.
That wasn't a bonsai tree. This, that was a weed.
This reminds me of a story.
Of course, a dude on the side of the road, Adam.
This reminds me of a story.
They got thrown back in the truck.
We went to a wedding. And we rented a bus to go to this wedding.
Yes. Okay, I remember this wedding. It was an epic wedding.
It was a big
bus. You were dressed like a Colombian drug lord.
I was dressed like a Colombian drug lord.
Not on purpose.
We drank all the booze they had at the wedding. Then we brought our coolers in and continued to drink. On the way home, one of the guys...
I remember this. We weren't this guy was not in the bus.
It was not in the same bus.
But it was in our... In the wedding,
I may not confirm or deny. I was passed out.
A young lady cut her toe off in the wedding.
That was in a ditch somewhere.
Yeah, the glassy glasses shoe.
I did.
Yes. Then another guy, they're riding down the road. He stopped to pee. He sees a Asian.
Hold on, but get it right. He had stripped down because.
Oh yes. Yeah. No. He sees the Asian. What was the tree?
It was. Japanese maple.
Japanese maple. He sees it in the ditch. So he strips down naked to get this. This is way off the wedding. He strips down to naked to get this Asian or Japanese maple.
That figure thousands of dollars.
He was not in the bus.
He was not the same bus.
He falls in the ditch, flops around like a pig, pulls it up, is like a cat.
Milkweed. I think it's milkweed.
A wild pecan tree.
But that was an epic
wedding.
This was
the greatest wedding ever.
That was an epic wedding.
That's when we almost went into business being just you hire us to come be the life of your party.
Hype man weddings.
Hype man. With, like South Memphis hype man.
We lost clothing during that wedding.
Dude, that was a great wedding. We rented a bus. We rented a shuttle bus.
There's probably 20 of us. We went about 30 minutes north in this shuttle bus.
Yeah, I missed this wedding.
Oh, there's pictures of like certain areas of the wedding, but that's about it. All the good stuff.
Areas of the wedding.
Me, you, and Jared. There's a picture of me and Jared, and I had on like white linen pants. So I remember seeing my.
No, you dressed like a Colombian drug lord.
I did. I had white linen pants. You can see my red underwear underneath.
And you had a red tank top.
I did have a red tank top.
So in this white linen jacket.
So in this wedding, we got there a little late, so all the seating was filled up down at the bottom. So we had to go upstairs in the back balcony.
On the loft.
Drinking the whole time.
During the whole wedding, we were sitting there
And little
smashed.
Did we know the bride was coming out there.
Hell
yes. Yeah, we had no idea. Like, after the wedding, that's where the bride comes out. And we're the first ones to, like, hug the bride.
I missed this wedding. I should have been at
the
wedding.
On a side note, Jamie was matching outside and inside. In case he got naked, he was still matching.
Good wedding. There's some good pictures of
the three of us, not Marty, because Marty and cool like that. The three of us and Donnie dancing.
No, that was at another wedding.
That was a different wedding.
Oh, geez.
Because we were the only ones dancing at that wedding.
I think T took over at one point in time. He tried to take over DJ.
I did, but Uncle Daryl would not allow it.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
That's right.
I tried to.
Uncle Daryl wouldn't allow it, but that's all right. There we go. Man, that was awesome. All right, so I don't know if we can allow Wes to talk about this other bottle of whiskey he's been trying to.
I've been trying to get rid of the...
What you got going on there?
Okay, I got this Pursuit United. Thank you, Layton. Cognac Cask Rye. And it is 108 proof. And it is really good. It's not as good as the one I brought last week.
Yeah.
But it is
really
good.
Well, I'm willing to try it.
I'm
all right, Jamie, you pass it around.
I'll try it.
Pass around, I'm pouring mine first.
I don't drink much whiskey, but I'll try it.
There you go. Give me a little shit there. A little shit.
It's really good.
Pass across the table. So, Pursuit United Double Oak, we tried last week. We were drinking that.
So, what is it we're drinking?
Cognac finish.
Ooh, and I love a good finish.
You do.
Sipping on that smells delicious.
And cognac is quite sweet.
You
can pick up the cognac notes on that.
Yes, you can.
Oh, yeah. It has that dry cognac. Every cognac should have.
Sweet. Vanilla.
I do get vanilla.
Caramel. Sugar.
Caramel.
Good, dude.
I get caramel.
Burl? Do you get it from the burl?
Yeah, that is good.
That's good.
Coming in at 108 proof. Check it out, guys.
Is that 108 proof?
Yep.
Yeah, it's 108 proof.
A sneaky 108.
Yeah, it really is.
I underestimated sneakiness.
Got a good finish.
He does.
All right. I love a good What else finish. You guys want to talk about? We got a we're gonna do our picks. They'll come out.
Yeah, we're gonna do some
maybe later this week or maybe next week, maybe week two.
If you may want to make some money or lose money.
I know I got a big announcement.
If you love money, you love us.
I have a big announcement to make. Oh, we are moving to primetime starting next week.
Prime time.
We probably will not have a show Monday. I prime can't remember time. If we have a show Monday, it will be a premiere. But starting next Wednesday, we're moving to primetime, boys and girls. We're going to 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Central.
Oh, I thought we were going Saturday morning cartoons.
Well, that we'll replay. We should replay premieres of the whole week on Saturday morning. And we'll say, is this made for kids? And I'll say, yes, it is.
Both Absolutely. Shows.
It's going to be
Both
TGIW. Thank morning. Goodness it's Wednesday.
After
cartoons.
After the morning cartoons. Big bowl cereal.
But we are moving to prime time, and we're pretty excited about it. We think it's time to move on up. We're moving on up. So starting next week after Labor Day will be 7 o'clock.
Yeah, let's just take Labor Day off.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, Labor Day is a big day, you know. There's just not supposed to be labor during Labor Day.
They scheduled a freaking ball game on Labor Day for us.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
So, Labor Day, we take off, and then we'll meet y'all again Wednesday.
7 p.m.
7 o'clock.
With the hotness.
Really good.
I feel like something crazy is going to happen Wednesday. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Marty, hit that button. Wes, since you're like wound up, you're going to go first.
Oh, you're scared of what I might say. Right?
No, I'm just trying to get you over with.
Okay, you're done.
Okay, yes, you're done. Thank you for having me, guys. I appreciate being here. Hit the like button.
Jamie. Change me for my Gary. Mark. Gary.
Thanks for joining.
See y'all next time.
Dang, it was quick.
It was a quick one.
We done
quit.
Hey, guys, thanks for hitting that like button. We're out of here. Check it out at 7 o'clock.
Lead me while my mother cries. Cause somebody done took from an outlaw.
Oh, I thought it was
take my picture down from the courthouse wall. I'm living in the clouds and I ain't going to fall. Somebody better save this outlaw.